Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Good morning, Kiri. My name's Tina Humphreys. I'm not sure. I think I spoke to you earlier about our crazy guinea pig situation.
The one from Albany Creek with the possible bladder stone? Yes. Yep.
Yes, that one. Yes. What is the chances of getting in? I only have kind of like a window of, what's the time now? It's 11 o'clock. I would have probably at about 1 o'clock or quarter to 1 or something like that. Is that going to give us enough time to do whatever we have to do?
It just depends. Like it sounds like if we need to admit and everything to do x-rays and everything like
that. What happens if we have to admit? What does that mean?
Like we'd have to leave the guinea pig here for us to do a workup, but that's obviously something discussed with the doctor.
Is that an extra cost to do all of that?
If he needs to stay in overnight and everything, there's definitely a hospitalisation and everything to do that, but it just depends. The doctor will go through all that with you.
Okay. All right. This is already starting to sound like way too much. I guess we were hoping to... Yeah. Okay. All right. So
is
it because I'm coming in so late, that would be too late in the day? So if there was a workup, I would be better off coming in the, earlier in the morning so that I wouldn't have to create an overnight stay?
What we generally do, because we generally do our surgery and x-rays and things like that between 12 and 2. That's when we generally do it. So we do, last morning appointment would be at 11:20. If they need to stay or anything, we do that then. What time can you get to us?
Probably about, I've got to get from Sanford across to you. I'd be leaving Sanford just after 12. So I probably wouldn't get to you till like quarter to 1 or even closer to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we're doing a procedure at that time. I can get you in do you need to get back to get any children or anything? Is that the issue?
I will have a child with me. I actually have to get back because I've got work this afternoon. I have to be back by, I have to get back here by like 3:30.
Yeah, we're doing a procedure then and you couldn't get to us till then. 1:40 would be the next appointment I can get you in. I can't guarantee like it'll all get done within a consult or anything like that, or whether or not we'll need to stay. That's obviously up to the discretion of the doctor. Otherwise, I can make an earlier appointment tomorrow. The first available appointment would be at 10:20.
Tomorrow. What about and Saturday mornings? Probably not going. You probably don't do x-rays and stuff on Saturday.
No, we'd get you in before then. Yeah, Saturdays we're only open a short period of time. It's already fully booked up.
Yeah. Okay. So you said what time was it? 1:40. Did you say?
1:40.
For getting
it.
1:40. 1:40, and would that be, is the vet likely to be on time?
Obviously we go by appointments, but obviously emergencies can come through. At that point of time, we are generally doing procedures and things like that. Our afternoon generally starts at 2 o'clock. We would hope that would be on time.
Yeah, but if there was x-rays, you're not likely to be able to do x-rays today because it's already too late, isn't it?
Well, if it's a conscious x-ray within a consult just to see if we can see any form of bladder stone or anything like that, potentially that could be done within a consult time. But whether or not the outcome of that is whether the pig would require to stay in hospital or whether or not there's further investigations that is required, I can't answer that one until
I understand
the results.
What you're saying. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. So 1:40 and 2 o'clock. So I should get back here in time.
What time do you need to be back in Sanford at 3, did you say? Or
I need to be back in Bray Park by 3:30, before 3:30. So
yeah.
So that's the only thing. So, because, I mean, how long a consult's normally, what, half an hour or something like that?
Around 40 minutes, generally.
40 minutes, okay. So 140, yeah, so I should get back here in time. That should be all right. It's all going well, going smoothly. Look, all right, look, let's do that appointment, the 140 mm-hmm. appointment, because otherwise I'm looking at next week.
Yeah, okay, certainly. So you haven't been to us here before. Let me just grab all your details. Sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
My name is Tina Humphreys, H-U-M-P-H-R-I-E-S.
And an email address?
Tina Ralphs, R-A-L-P-H-S, that's T-I-N-A, R-A-L-P-H-S, at gmail.com.
Excellent. And the mobile number that you're calling on, is that the best one?
Yes, that's right, yes. Mm-hmm.
And your address?
169 Kensington Way, Bray Park. Sorry, I have to go out to the Steiner School at Stanford to pick up my child in the middle of the day.
No, that's all good.
I am just driving all over the country today.
yes, definitely. Okay, and the name of this little pig?
Wombi, W-O-M-B-Y. He looks like a little wombat.
How cute. And he's a male?
Yes.
Yeah. And how old is he approximately?
I think he's only like 3 years. Three years? Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 3 or 4 years. I can't quite remember. My daughter would know. But the Albany Creek Vet would have records of that anyway, I would suggest.
Yeah. What we'll get you to do is give them a call and get the history transferred over here just so we know exactly what's been done medication-wise and everything. Bring along what medication you do have just in case we need to continue that. We can see how much you've got left to make sure you've got enough if that's the medication the doctor wants to put little Wombi on. And I'll also send you a questionnaire to the email you've just provided me, just with a little bit of history. If you can fill that out prior to coming in, that would be much appreciated also.
Okay, no worries. Would they likely have your email address and that sort of stuff?
They should. We have got history from them before, but I can give it to you now if need be.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, so it's just our name, Exotics with an S, Vet, V-E-T, at mail.com, M-A-I-L.
Mail.com. Exotics. Exotics Vet, at mail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Sorry, I haven't even got my glasses on. Alrighty, cool. All right, no worries. I'll contact the Albany Creek and go from there. So it's 140. I've got that right, haven't I?
140, yeah.
Yep. All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. I'm sorry to be painful.
Not a problem at all. That's all good. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.